Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making the headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. A disturbing story this morning about the global charity sector, specifically about the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, or the Worldwide Fund for Nature, as they're now known. But to put that story in a bit of context, I want to talk briefly about the work of another charity called Survival International. Survival International is an organisation formed in the late 60s that campaigns for the rights of Indigenous tribal people and uncontacted peoples around the world. They were last in global headlines last year after a Christian missionary was killed by the local tribe on North Sentinel Island in the Andaman Islands archipelago in the Indian Ocean. Survival was arguing that not only was it too dangerous for authorities to go onto that island to retrieve the body of John Allen Chow, but also that the Sentinelese should be left alone. They have resisted human contact for centuries and showed no sign of wanting to be connected with the outside world. But one of the other places Survival works is in Africa, with the Baka tribe, who operates in Cameroon, the Congo, the Central African Republic, and Gabon. They are hunter-gatherers, formerly called pygmies due to their shorter-than-average height, and they have had significant contact with the outside world, but they still want to maintain their tribal lifestyle. But in the last few years, they have been under attack. This is a video released 2 years ago by Survival International of a Baka man's story. He says an anti-poaching squad once abused the whole village, even me. We were preparing for a funeral. We weren't able to finish. They started beating everyone. We fled into the forest and two people died, an old man and a child, from the beatings that were carried out there. The man says that he was beaten by an anti-poaching squad who said that they were hunting and gathering prohibited things. He says, all of our things are in the forest. Our medicines, our food that God created. We live thanks to the forest. Wild honey, that's the Baka's food. The forest yams, wild mangoes, this is what we live on. If they forbid these things, how are we supposed to live? That video was from 2017, and it wasn't a new problem then. Back in 2015, Survival released a similar video from the Baka. This man says, we are being tormented by the wildlife officers. Even when they find nothing in our houses, they start to beat us. They found me here without even any meat in my house, and they started beating me. What are they beating us for? That's what I'm asking, and I need to know the truth. This man says that he has seen wildlife officers throw water on members of his tribe and beat them with machetes. He says they make him or her get on their knees and beat them with machetes, and then they get water and pour it all over them. Even if they're holding a child, they'll pour water over them. So, friend, you might be asking, why am I telling you all of this? Well, it's because overnight, BuzzFeed News has published a long investigative piece they say they have been working on for a year. The article alleges that the WWF, the Worldwide Fund for Nature, formerly known as the World Wildlife Fund, has been supporting anti-poaching units that attacked, sexually assaulted, shot and killed villagers. They've also allegedly been supporting paramilitary forces by providing them with money, knives, night vision goggles, riot gear, batons, and training before funding raids on local villages. In the Central African Republic, BuzzFeed alleges that the WWF was involved in a botched arms deal involving buying assault rifles from a local army who is known for parading through the streets and displaying the heads of criminals. BuzzFeed also alleges that in Nepal, the WWF has been supporting groups which torture locals, even waterboarding them. One of them was allegedly beaten to death. BuzzFeed says the WWF helped cover up that murder. It's a long and harrowing read from BuzzFeed, but it's already sparked the WWF into action. The Guardian is reporting this morning that the WWF has launched an investigation into these claims that it funds, equips and works with paramilitary forces accused of beating, torturing, sexually assaulting and murdering scores of people in the national parks across Africa and Asia, all in the name of wildlife conservation. The WWF says that it had commissioned law firm Kingsley Napley to look into the claims. Survival International International has been making claims like this against the WWF in the past. In 2017, they entered into mediation over the Baka people in Cameroon with the WWF, though Survival ended up withdrawing from that process. We'll have to see whether they return to that after this bombshell report from BuzzFeed this morning, Ren.
Absolutely.
It's going around the internet, and everyone is just astonished when they read it because it's really very disturbing stuff. And, you know, these are allegations against a charity that is generally held in very
widely regarded. Globally.
Indeed. Yeah.
Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.